us act. We have faith, let us act. We have faith, let us act. Let us act, let us act right now.
A group of 160 young people from around the world have come together to drive from Nairobi, Kenya to Durban in South Africa in the run-up to COP17, a meeting where world leaders will discuss climate change issues. 21-year-old Nomakaya from South Africa is one of the youth participating.
My name is Nomakaya Makoba. I'm from South Africa YMCA. I'm here because climate change is affecting us, not only me, but everybody. And I also believe that the negotiators need to give us climate justice.
Paul Mbole from Norwegian Church Aid is one of the organizers of the trip.
Well, essentially, I think the caravan is really an attempt to mobilize public awareness by engaging youth and faith communities on the issue of climate justice. So in essence, it's really trying to whip up public support and commitment to the call for climate justice. And that's the essence of the caravan.
So why should world leaders listen to the youth?
The truth of the matter is that a majority of the African population is under the age of 35. It's not that they are just but young people. They are the majority of the public. Any state party that wants to be taken seriously by its electorate has to factor in the youth reality. So it's not that because they are talking because they're just young people. They are talking because they are the majority.
My voice matters. My voice really matters because we've also been given authority to take care of this earth. I believe it's a give situation. If I'm sitting in a certain place and you don't know more about it, I should tell you what's happening in that place that I'm living in. You also need to tell me what's happening. So it's learning from one another.
The caravan starts in Nairobi, Kenya, passing through Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, Botswana, and finally arrives in South Africa, holding concerts and campaigns in major cities.
Let us act.
This report is compiled by Audrey Wabwire.